56. Caleb. Attention all hands, Pyro said into the comm. Prepare for emergency maneuvers. I repeat, prepare for emergency maneuvers. She looked back at Hayden. You might want to sit. Sergeant Walt left the bridge, hurrying to the seats at the front. The general took his seat at the command console. I've got it, Hayden replied, wrapping his augmented hands around the back of her seat. Caleb stared at the dropship's primary display even as he hurried to the second pilot station and strapped himself in.
I'm not familiar with that humanoid creature.
Caleb had never seen anything like it before either. Not even on Essex, the planet where he had taken the portal back to Earth. It was nearly 60 meters tall, with long, lean limbs and mottled, patchy skin, thinner in places to reveal the cord-like muscle beneath. Oversized arms and hands led to a narrow torso, which went up to a twisted nightmare of a head. Small eyes peered out from a deformed face above a mouth that was too large, the jaw hanging toward the base of the neck. The mouth was open, revealing row upon row of grinding teeth, all of them covered in dark stains of flesh and blood from whatever the thing liked to eat. It was naked and sexless, a giant of a thing. It was also under attack. 6 Jaxkluth surrounded it. 2 more were on its body, their tentacles wrapping around its limbs, the teeth at the end of the edge taking bites out of it. The creature looked like it was groaning, its blood spilling down its legs as it kicked out, catching one of the Jaxkluth and sending it rolling away. The alien recovered, bunching itself and then charging forward. Goliath, Hayden said beside him. It looks like it already killed a few of them. Caleb shifted his attention further out. There were 3 Jaxkluth nearby, their central masses crushed and motionless.
Is that one of the Hunger's monstrosities? He asked.
No, one of Proxima's. They made the Goliath to fight the Trife.
It looks like it's doing okay against the Jaxkluth, but it could use some help.
Nate, do you have any extra guns?
Rifles, Nathan replied. No revolvers.
Sorry, Sheriff.
I'll make do, Hayden said.
Pyro, take a run at the group on the ground, and then give us 20 seconds at slow speed to disembark.
Slow speed? Caleb asked.
I can take it, Hayden replied.
Can you? I think he just challenged us.
Caleb smiled.
He liked Sheriff Duke already.
Affirmative.
Nathan, you with me?
Hayden asked.
I don't know, Hayden. Maybe we should get back to Sinisco. The Jaxkluth are getting closer.
We can't just leave it, Pyro said. The poor thing needs help.
Hayden didn't respond right away. He was worried about Sinisco and his family, and he wanted to get back to them as soon as possible. At the same time, Pyro was right. They couldn't just leave it to be killed.
If we help the Goliath now, it'll help us later, he said. They aren't that smart, but they do remember.
But if you can get Sinisco on the comm, I'd be much obliged.
I'll try, Pyro replied.
Fine, Nathan said. Pyro, go ahead and make that run on the aliens and then give us enough time to get down there.
Roger, General. Hold on.
The dropship shuddered slightly as Pyro guided it into a hard turn, running parallel to the fight for a few seconds to get a better angle of attack. The Jaxkluth below weren't as large as the 2 they had struggled against in Edenrise, most of them only 4 meters high. They clearly hadn't found as much to feed on as the others coming down from the north. Thanks to the Goliaths, it seems. The dropship dipped, plasma cannons unleashing fury as they swept down toward the field. The rounds dug into the dirt around the Jaxkluth before finding their moist flesh, burning deep into limbs. One of the shots scored a direct hit on the creature's main mass, and it writhed violently in response before becoming still. Caleb put his hand over the buckle to his restraints, ready to jump up the moment the G-forces eased. They passed over the Jaxkluth at 100 meters, rushing past the Goliath's head as its eyes shifted to watch them. It swung a huge arm downward at the Jaxkluth, who managed to crawl away before the Goliath's hand smashed into the ground.
Go,
Pyro said, signaling them to make their move. Hayden was already headed for the door, almost faster than the hatch could open for him. Caleb hit the release for his belt and jumped up, taking the rear behind Nathan. The trio raced past the Liberators and Hicks, who hardly knew what was happening.
They reacted instantly, getting up and following the group into the hold.
"Sheriff, get the ramp," Nathan said, rushing to his armor and stepping into the machine. "Caleb, guns."
Caleb went over to the crates they had brought on board from the bush, lifting open the top of one and grabbing the MR-12s inside. He passed one to Hayden as the sheriff returned from the ramp control, adding 3 bullet magazines and a grenade magazine.
"What's going on?"
Corporal Hotch asked.
"Rescue mission," Hayden replied. "Wait here."
"I want to help."
"We aren't touching down," Caleb said. "You can't make the drop."
"But he can?"
"I've got a pair of cyborg arms and a high pain tolerance," Hayden said.
"I'm coming," Sergeant Walt said.
"Sergeant," Caleb replied.
"You need all the help you can get, Colonel."
"Fine, you're in. Grab a rifle."
"She can make the drop, but I can't," Hotch said.
"I appreciate your desire, Corporal, but I want you here," Caleb replied. "That's an order."
"Yes, Colonel."
Hotch wasn't happy. Caleb appreciated that, too.
"General, better hurry," Pyro said. "There's a Jaxcloth headed our way, and it's a big one."
"Let's go,"
Nathan said, stepping out of the machine. Caleb loaded the grenade magazine and the first of the bullet mags into his rifle. Hayden and Walt did the same, while Nathan grabbed his larger gun. Then, all 4 of them ran to the ramp. Caleb looked down as he reached it. They were only 5 meters above the grass, but still moving at nearly 100 kilometers per hour. He could hear the vectoring thrusters firing on either side of the craft, helping to keep it in the air at that speed. He didn't stop moving, jumping right before he reached the edge. The Jaxcloth was right there in front of him, about 100 meters away. The Goliath was to his right, still under siege from the other aliens. He tucked his shoulder as he hit the ground, rolling with the momentum. He hit hard enough to knock the air from his lungs, bouncing a couple of times before sliding to a stop. Caleb didn't waste any time on the ground, jumping up and spinning around. Hayden was on the ground nearby, slowly pulling himself back to his feet. Walt was close too, already up and ready. Nathan was the only one spared the crash landing. He floated to the ground on his armor's jets, landing closest to the Jaxcloth and already unleashing hell on it. His railgun made a whining sound as it unleashed its ammunition. It raised its tentacles to protect its central mass, trying to close on the general before it was reduced to jelly. Walt's fire joined Nathan's, and then Caleb added his. Hayden sat back on his knees, mouth open and trying to get his breath as he aimed his rifle and fired a single silver ball from the grenade launcher. It arced high into the air. Too high, it seemed to Caleb. But it came down a few seconds later, evading the Jaxcloth's tentacles and sticking to its center. Then it detonated. The Jaxcloth's central mass blew out in a mess of gore, the remaining limbs immediately falling still.
"Who is this man?"
Caleb didn't know much about Hayden yet, but from what he did know, he was glad Sheriff Duke was on their side.